USGS received nearly $400,000 to do the research. Michelle Barch is a USGS biologist who says their research will span several years and examine competition between native mussels and invasive zebra mussels.
The problem is that the zebra mussels are capable of filtering a large amount of water in a very short period of time. In doing that, they are actually direct competition for the adult mussels as well as potentially the juvenile mussels, in that they utilize the same food supply. So they're removing those very small particles that are necessary for native mussels to survive.
Barch adds zebra mussels sometimes stick themselves to native mussels, preventing them from opening and closing to feed. Byron Carnes, an aquatic biologist with the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, says there are at least 40 species of native mussels in the river.
They're a great indicator species of water quality, and because many of these species of mussels are imperiled, if not here on the St. Croix, but other places in Wisconsin or Minnesota, it's really important that we maintain the St. Croix as a refuge for these mussel species.
Carnes says the study will help them pinpoint how to deal with threats to the native mussels. Field research will begin this month and run through October. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.